Federal prosecutors have charged 8 former coal company employees with falsifying dust monitoring samples in 2 Kentucky mines. Coal dust exposure increases the risk of black lung disease, and the Ohio Valley is in the midst of a black lung epidemic. As Becca Schimmel reports, mine safety experts say the indictments raise questions about what executives at the company knew about illegal activity in their mines.
Western Kentucky District U.S. Attorney Russell Coleman didn't hide his emotion when announcing the dust fraud indictments.
This is one of those that just made me angry. It just made me angry to see the impact on these miners. It just made me angry to see the nature of the conduct.
Coleman's indictments allege Armstrong Coal, which is now bankrupt, saved money by avoiding proper ventilation controls in the 2 mines. But that increased the exposure for miners breathing the coal dust. The 8 people charged with tampering with coal dust samples include supervisors and safety officials, not executive-level officials at Armstrong Energy. But Coleman pointedly did not rule out the chance for further indictments.
We always continue to review documents, continue to interview witnesses, and a superseding indictment in any matter is always a possibility. So the investigation doesn't stop up until the point of trial.
Celeste Monfortin is a former federal mine safety official and occupational health researcher at George Washington University and Texas State University. She says mining companies have a choice between controlling the dust levels or lying about the levels, and that fraud is likely part of the reason for the epidemic of black lung cases.
It would, you know, just be folly to think that cheating is not one of the factors that has contributed to this resurgence of black lung.
Monfortin says her experience in mine safety tells her that cheating on dust samples is often sanctioned and condoned by the executives of the mining company. She noted that there were no executives named in the most recent indictment.
You know, what I am much more eager and interested in seeing are the indictments of those top executives that are making the decisions.
Tony Obegard is a Lexington attorney who previously worked with Kentucky and federal mine safety agencies. He's represented the Armstrong coal miners who told federal inspectors about the illegal activity at the mines. Obegard says he questions whether those who were charged made the decision to expose themselves to criminal liability on their own or if they were instructed to do that.
I mean, I don't think many people want to go to jail for something that they were told to do by somebody else.
The 8 who were indicted face up to 5 years in jail. Obegard says some may want to cooperate with prosecutors.
And if that is the case here, and I don't know that it was, but if it is, then I would expect that they're going to be willing to talk to prosecutors. That is something that others who were not indicted might have to worry about.
Armstrong's former executives have not been charged with any wrongdoing. Company founder J. Hoard Armstrong III is a former vice president with Arch Coal and a frequent campaign donor. Federal election records show Kentucky Republicans have been among the top recipients of his contributions.
I want to see all Armstrong bosses, the mine foreman, the superintendent, and everybody in the safety department go to jail because they all knew it was going on.
That's Mike Wilson, a former miner at Armstrong Mines, who was among those who alerted inspectors. He's worked at many different mines and said he's seen cheating on dust levels at every place. Wilson says he's glad to see the indictments come down, but he hopes it doesn't stop there. Wilson is currently suffering from black lung. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.